The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
The other big story that's concerning us all now, and I'm joined now by filmmaker and journalist Johnny O'Reilly. Good morning, Johnny.
Morning, Brendan.
And Johnny, you're in Kyiv now, where we hear that Russian troops are retreating. I know you wrote a piece for The Currency there. You were up around Irpin, and like seeing it, like we hear that Irpin was taken back by the Ukrainians. You wonder, what does that even mean when you see the state of what they've taken back? Is this a victory for anyone? Like, this was an upmarket kind of suburb or commuter town, wasn't it? And raised to the ground now?
Yeah, I mean, not exactly raised to the ground, but a large part of it is raised to the ground. The devastation is incredible. But it's not surprising when you look at the map and you look at the scale of the northern offensive coming from Belarus reached its peak right in this small town on the edge of Kyiv. And this was pretty much the last stand. It was the last spot before Kyiv City. So this was the site of the most intense artillery. I spoke to people who had lived there under constant artillery fire for about 3 weeks, and they said that there was no let up, not even a minute or two in between artillery rounds. So the devastation visually is unbelievable.
We're reading that the Russians are leaving booby traps on their way on their retreat from Kyiv. Is that the case?
That's the case, but it's not, you know, it's like all you need is for one booby trap to be left for their, in order to need a full demining of the whole zone. So, yes, they have left booby traps. There are images from all over the country of booby traps, mostly just mines that have been left under, you know, a piece of luggage, under a dead body, under any piece of debris. It's very easy for the retreating forces to do that. So, yeah, it's pretty widespread.
So I think you're back in your apartment in Kyiv now. Have you been out? We hear that there's an attempt to return to normal life in Kyiv.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've been out. I mean, I've been here back for 2 weeks, and with every successive day, you know, there's an increasing normality about the place. Earlier on this week, they reduced the curfew hours, which was starting at 8 p.m. Now it's at 9 p.m. More shops are open, more restaurants are open, more people are trickling back into the city. And certainly in the last 36 hours, the last night and the night before, there were it was very quiet at night. You could not hear artillery rounds. You could not hear bombs. So that's the first time in a month that has happened.
And are people going out to restaurants and going out for a drink in the middle of all this?
Yeah, well, not so much a drink. There has been a ban on alcohol up until actually April Fool's Day. So April the 1st was the first day people were allowed to purchase alcohol. They allowed people between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. to do that. And I did see quite a few people flailing around the city, understandably not having had a drink for a month. But people aren't really going for a drink, but people are sitting in cafes. Yeah.
Okay. We saw at least one member of parliament yesterday on social media claiming victory in the Battle of Kyiv, and there seemed to be a kind of a celebratory mood there. Is there a celebratory atmosphere?
No, there's not. I don't think so. Yeah. And it doesn't feel like victory, and nobody really recognizes it as such. Obviously, you know, people are going to say what they like on social media. But nobody believes the Russians' word that they are going to, you know, that they have retreated in full. So there is an expectation that they are regrouping, recalibrating, and they could come back.
So that they could be back to Kyiv as well.
Well, they could be. Yeah, they might try a different route. What looks like happening is that a lot of the military armaments and resources are moving now towards the east of the country. But that doesn't mean that they haven't, that they will not you know, attack Kiev again. Kiev's only like an hour and a half away from the Belarusian border. So it took them a very short period of time to get to the outskirts of Kiev. So they can easily achieve that again. Perhaps they'll come back with different tactics, having learnt the lessons of the first offence.
Okay.
So, we're not out of the woods yet.
Okay. But I presume, is it generally felt that the next chapter in this most probably is an absolute horror showdown in the Donbass region?
Yeah, that looks like that's going to happen. And then the question mark is whether other battles will happen similarly, you know, in other parts of the city simultaneously. Sorry, other parts of the country.
Yeah.
But the steps of the Donbass probably suits the Russian military tactics better, because essentially it's just large ranges of artillery against each other across wide steppes, while the kind of urban guerrilla tactics suit Ukraine a bit better.
Yeah, and of course the Donbass is right on the border as well, so they're not going to have that. We're not going to see a 60-kilometer line of vehicles get bogged down or any of that kind of thing. It'll be fairly handy for them, won't it?
Yeah, it will be. And also they have a more supportive population. A lot of the people in the very east part of the Donbass are pro-Russian, and they will certainly have much better supply and support routes from there.
Okay. Listen, just on a kind of a side note, there are reports today in some of the papers, this story about, like, people have been saying for a while, does Putin have cancer? Is Putin sick and all that kind of thing? To talk today about that he has had a thyroid cancer specialist visit him 35 times. He's bathing in antler blood as part of his treatment. Is anyone paying attention to this kind of stuff?
I don't think so. I read that piece and I mean, I don't think there's much geopolitical significance in Putin bathing in antler blood. The American intelligence system does not even know how many people he's meeting, so it's unlikely, you know, the people will find out what kind of blood he's bathing in. But I don't think the speculation over, you know, the amount of visits he'd had from thyroid cancer, It doesn't sound like it's solid reporting, to be honest.
Okay. Johnny O'Reilly, take care of yourself. And look, I suppose a small positive here that the triumph of the human spirit again, life goes on in Kyiv as much as it can.
Yeah, absolutely. People are feeling a bit more confident, of course, just about going around. But it's hard to know whether that's just because we've all adapted to the rhythm of war and we're maybe a bit more accurately able to